We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now, an old friend though. Just kind of do life in the same year, same era, so to speak. Jeff Nelson, Major League Baseball umpire from right here. Invergrove Heights, Park Cottage Grove, Bethel University, and been an all-star at the umpiring profession for a lot of years, and now he's in his off-season as well. Jeff, thank you for joining us. And first of all, how are you feeling? Because you took one off the mask.
Thanks for asking. I got a shot in the third inning and a shot in the fourth inning of Game 3 of the ALCS, I just got cleared by our doctors to be declared normal, in quotes, on Friday. So I should have no more twitching or drooling or yelling uncontrollably. I should be all good back to normal again. So that was a good feeling. It was nice because I did have some fogginess and a feeling of disconnectedness for a couple of days there.
That's what I was going to ask you, because now that we understand concussions, we understand that they might be part of what happens to us. What was that like? Immediately, did you know when they took you? There was this long delay. You probably didn't see it unless you watched the video of it, but everybody was trying to kind of figure out what happened and what was going on. What was going on?
Yeah, I took the second shot, and I still thought it was okay. And the feeling, I like to describe it, it's like the difference. If you didn't wear a mask, it'd be like getting hit in the head with a hammer. Putting a mask on and getting hit by a ball that hard is like getting hit in the head with a mallet. You're not dead, but neither one is pleasant. Sometimes the symptoms are delayed a little bit, and that's what one of the other umpires, Kerwin Danley, mentioned to me after I said I was okay the second time, and he was right. There was a vision issue there a little bit, and I just felt like I was kind of in a fog, and like I could do one task but maybe not two at the same time, and I didn't want to get in a position where, you know, something important was missed because I just wasn't 100%. So you hate leaving the game and you hate leaving your crew, but I think you know, looking back and talking with people, I think it was the right decision for me to go, and I took myself out. And the delay of Kerwin Danley coming in to work the plate in my stead was just because if you work the bases, you've got to, as you know, you wear your base uniform,
yeah,
but you have to strip that base uniform down, and then you have to put on all different undergarments, and then a layer of equipment,
sure,
and then another uniform on top of that, and it takes a while to do that. There was going to be a delay no matter what.
I got you.
It's a good time for the bat poles, but they haven't invented that yet.
So did you just sit there? I mean, we do now that we're more educated, we go, hey, don't drive for a while, don't do things. What did you do? Did you just sit in the locker room, and did you just go back to your hotel and take it easy that night? What do you do?
Yeah, the Yankees were good. They had two doctors in their medical training room there, and they examined me right there in the stadium, and then they set up an appointment for me to see a specialist at NYU Langone Medical Center in New York there, and I saw him the next morning, and he said I was definitely concussed and sent me home the next day, basically I just kind of rested and took it easy, and then as the symptoms subsided, and each concussion, as I've come to learn, is different, the symptoms have subsided, and then they start to give me the concussion impact tests. And fortunately, I passed the tests on Friday, so they declared me cleared. So that was good.
Good. Yeah, nice to know. I mean, mentally, because otherwise you start thinking, well, did I, does that seem blurry to me? Did I make that mistake? Because as opposed to, you know, I'm over it, and now I'm just normal part of life. So you see, last night, Game 7, I thought about you because you worked the Giants game with Baumgartner a few years ago in Game 7, and they said the guy that worked it, I forget his name, you'll know it, was had highest ranking for balls and strikes this year. How did it work for you and for him? Is it a rotation and whoever's up to work behind the plate, or do they circumvent that and say who's the best ball and strike umpire, and you move that guy behind the plate for Game 7?
Jim Wolf worked last night, and he's an excellent ball and strike umpire, so it doesn't surprise me that he was back there. We don't know our rankings. We know our scores for our evaluations, but they don't tell us about any rankings. And I heard that that Wolfie ranked out in that particular percentile or at the top like that. But we're never aware of anything like that. There's no rotation for us. They make the assignments and assign you to a particular round, LCS or division series. They assign the crew, and then they decide what the rotation is going to be to start the series. And so, like, in 2014, when I worked the World Series, they told me that I was going to start out on replay for Games 1 and 2 and then join the crew in Game 3 on the left field line. So all that is predetermined, and they have their own reasons for who they put where and why, and they do that for their own reasons. They put a lot of stock in the odd number games.
Yep.
And any game can be a huge game. They're all important.
Right.
But they put more stock in the odd number games because, you know, one of the teams is going to be up after that.
Yes.
By at least a game. So that's their philosophy. This year they stuck the crew chiefs on Game 3, which I know they value highly, but any time you're working any of that stuff, it's important.
So did you know going into the series that you were going to work Game 7 behind the plate if there was a Game 7, or do you not know until after Game 6?
2014 was kind of funny because they called and gave us the World Series assignment, but didn't tell us what the rotation was going to be. And it was the first year they worked seven umpires. So that meant for the first time in a long time, the crew chief wasn't going to work the plate for Games 1 and 7. So when I called them back a couple hours later to see what the rotation was after getting the initial assignment, and they said, you're going to start working in replay in Games 1 and 2, and then you're going to start back on the field in San Francisco in left field on Game 3. And it didn't dawn on me what that meant at the time because they didn't say anything about Game 7, and I started counting on my fingers and toes. And I counted twice, and I said, well, that means I got seven. And they said, yes. And that's
so they did know that. It wasn't like they made a decision halfway through the series or whatever.
Correct. Yeah, they put the people where they want them to work, and it's their decision, and it's all pre-planned, yes.
So, and Game 6 is always it could be a deciding game as well. So when it goes that way and you know there's a Game 7, what do you immediately think after Game 6 goes the way that you know there's a Game 7?
I mean, instead of going home to start the off season, you've got the biggest game of your life.
Right. I mean, talk about feast or famine, right?
Yeah, it really is. There's no doubt about it. I like to joke that it's working one of those is controlled terror.
Yep.
You work in a game, and it's the challenge is to make one of those games as normal a night as possible. But that's an overwhelming challenge because everything about those games is different. You get to the park at different times. The pregame is different. You've got television coming in. You've got all kinds of visitors coming in. You're there earlier. The routine is all different. The television breaks are 3 minutes every time. You'll have God Bless America up until this year. It was God Bless America in the middle of the seventh plus 3 minutes of commercials. Everything is just so much pomp and circumstance, and it's really hard. And you can't turn on a television or walk by a television without everybody screaming about Game 7 and how it's all coming down to this. So
right.
It's a pressure moment. There's no two ways about it. You're nervous and anxious before the game starts. Once the game starts, it's better, but you keep trying to bring yourself back to trying to make it a normal game and getting in your wheelhouse for what you're used to doing. And that's a challenge. I don't care what anybody says. It's a challenge to do at that level on that stage.
Can you not help but let's say last night, Zach Greinke, we know, has good control. Do you have to be really aware of that and careful of that? Because you go, well, just because he has good control doesn't mean a pitch 2 inches off the corner isn't still a ball.
That's very true. but it's also a good draw. If you get a pitcher that has good control, you know that he's going to be around the plate, and you're going to see some strikes early, and you don't have to go fishing for something and making something up, and you don't want to have a game where they're walking the first five batters in the first time you see a pitch that's close to the strike zone is a 3-2 pitch.
Yeah.
And it's the first time he's even sniffed anything close. And now everything's riding on that. You want a guy that's around the strike zone. He's getting in a groove. You're getting in a groove, and it's easier. And it's not like you're stretching anything, but your eye is getting used to seeing pitches that are around the zone and good pitches to work as an umpire.
Jeff Nelson is our guest, Major League Baseball umpire, who has worked Game 7 of a World Series. Obviously, Game 6 was dotted with baseline call, and was he inside or outside? Let's start with the rule. As you run down the baseline, if you're running straight to first base, you are allowed what?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.